This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability. President Murmu expressed belief that youth, women and the communities that had for long remained at the margins will lead to Viksit Bharat.
In the 78 years since then, we have made extraordinary progress in all fields. India is well on the way to becoming a self-reliant nation and is moving ahead with great confidence. In the economic field, our achievements are all the more noticeable. With a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal, India is the fastest growing among the major economies in the world.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve by launching Operation Sindoor, which showed that country's armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality. President Murmu hailed Operation Sindoor, saying it will go down in history as an example in humanity's fight against terrorism. President Murmu opined that Operation Sindoor was also a test case of the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission in the defense sector. The president highlighted that India is the fastest growing economy among the major economies in the world with a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal. The president noted that a large number of people have been pulled out of poverty through good governance. She expressed satisfaction that income inequality is reducing and regional disparities are disappearing. In her address, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the initiatives taken under Ayushman Bharat. Touching upon the subject of Digital India, the president said nearly all villages have 4G mobile connectivity and the remaining few thousands will be covered soon. The president remarked that artificial intelligence is the next stage of technological advancement and has already entered into people's lives. President Murmu emphasized that the idea of Swadeshi has been inspiring national endeavors like Make in India Initiative and Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. She urged everyone to resolve to buy and use Indian products. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. Delhi police has issued a traffic advisory in the national capital regarding the Independence Day ceremony at Red Fort tomorrow for the convenience of public and security reasons. Several roads will be closed for general traffic from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. with only labelled vehicles permitted. These include Netaji Subhash Mark, SP Mukherjee Mark, Chandni Chowk Road, Esplanade Road and Ring Road from Rajghat to ISBT. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to the Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These are 4 Kirti Chakras, 15 V Chakras, 16 Shaurya Chakras, 2 Bar to Sena Medals, 58 Sena Medals, 6 Nau Sena Medals, 26 Vayu Sena Medals. India today hit out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote village in Kishtwar district this afternoon, in which multiple casualties have been reported and over 75 people have been injured and many are still missing. The disaster has led to widespread damages to property also. The disaster hit Chisoti, the last motorable village on the way to the Machel Mata temple. And that is the end of this news bulletin.